Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today as we continue our march toward the 2019 Oklahoma State FFA Convention. Ahead of the convention, the state stars were judged on the 1st of April in Stillwater. Four categories, five areas in each of those four categories, ag production, agribusiness, agriscience, and now today, and this week, we're looking at the star farmers or ag production. Today, we want to introduce you to the Southwest Area Star Farmer, Blake White of the Chickasha FFA chapter.
Tell me a little bit about your farm program, Blake.
So I have a stalker cattle operation, and I have a cow-calf operation, as well as a drone aerial videography operation.
Okay. Tell me maybe about, first of all, about the cattle.
So what I do is I buy, do you want me to hold this?
No.
What I do is I buy several, I buy 55 stalker heifers at a time for 6 months, and I keep them out on my land for, like I said, 6 months, and then I'll turn around and sell them and make a little bit of money off of them to, you know, kind of create my own business and extend my family's legacy of being farms and ranchers as well.
So, you know, what sort of things have you had to learn to be successful in that part of your SAE?
It's a lot of work. I just have to make sure all of the cattle are, you know, checked every single day. None of them are sick. Have to make sure the fences are okay. Like I said, it's a lot of work, and you have to learn how to be responsible. And I've learned over time that that's how any farm is, and that's how it's going to have to be for me for the rest of my life whenever I move on to bigger things.
Tell me a little bit about the drone operation.
So my father and my grandfather have a farm and ranch appraisal business where they sell farms and ranches. Well, one day I was talking to my grandfather about how he could check to see if weak spots were over his crops with a thermal sensor on a drone. And so I started researching it, and I found out it wasn't very cost-effective for a student such as me. So instead, I went a different route, and I bought a drone so that I could film all of the properties that they sell so that buyers can see every single bit of a farm that they're looking at instead of just a few pictures of, you know, here's a pond here, and here's what the field looks like. This is what you're buying. So now it's attracted a lot more buyers, and I also get paid for it as my own business.
So tell me, as far as the drone business is concerned, it's a drone that you're operating, but you're also operating a camera, and so you're actually almost in show business.
Yes, sir. That's how it goes.
And so, you know, how do you what are you doing to be putting together an attractive video that will help sell those operations for the real estate?
So what I have to do is, of course, like I said, I drive out to the property and I find where the property lines are and I record every single bit of the property. And then later I bought a program where I can configure what the video looks like. I can change things if I need to and get the best clips possible to make it look really good. Also adding watermarks and anything else that I need to do.
So as you've worked on all of that, what do you think FFA has done to help you be successful?
FFA has really helped develop me as a person. It's turned me into who I am today. I've learned how to be a more social person, how to get involved in leadership, and like I said, it's taught me a lot about responsibility, especially going through this SAE with my stalker cattle, my cow-calf operation, and my drone business.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with your FFA chapter.
I am the chapter president right now, so I lead our group of officers, and I also do a lot in land judging and as well as speeches and a lot of other things to the side. So I'm really involved with my chapter, and I really love FFA. It's where my heart's at, and I plan to continue till the end of the school year.
At the end of the school year, what's the plan?
At the end of the school year, I'm going to graduate and go to Oklahoma State University with a double major in plant and soil sciences and ag business. After that, I'm going to graduate, of course, and then go to join my grandfather and my father in building my farm and my stalker operation as well as my cow-calf, and also probably join them in being a farm and ranch appraiser.
Thank you, Blake. Blake White, he is your Southwest Area Star in Ag Production from the Chickasha FFA chapter. A reminder, you can go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, click on the Blue-Green Gazette, and there you'll find the profiles of all the area stars for 2019. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.